To the editor. A lot of people are now understanding that the truckers' stand and the support of thousands of people from all parts of Canada was something more than a protest about the vaccine mandate. Anyone who still thinks it was about the vaccine mandate is missing the point. It was about rising against the biggest threat to our democracy and freedom. It was about rising against a government that is crushing the will of the people. Protest is inherently disruptive. But when does disruption become harm? The protest was peaceful and the pro-freedom protesters were not attacking the parliament buildings. The protesters were not burning down buildings, toppling monuments, or destroying or defacing public property. My point is, that there was no violence in what thousands of protesters, from all walks of life, not just truckers, were doing. In a way, we got to see that this can be done without bringing violence into it. I decry the classism that demonizes the truckers who bring all things to market and to hospitals, etc. and allow a certain group of people to work from home. I am against that, "we're all in this together" motto that the government is pushing. No, we are not. It's elitist to be against the people who can't work from home. The current group of protesters is also a group of people, much larger than the truckers group, that until now, had been referred to as the silent majority. And that must be very scary for this government because they are accustomed to dealing with minority groups. I urge leaders to listen to the silent majority's complaints rather than make threats. This silent majority is not asking for money or handouts, they just want their freedom, not mandates and dictatorship. Most Canadians are vaccinated and are not likely to be severely sick or die if they are infected by people who have been vaccinated and/or people who have not been vaccinated. It is not vaccinated people that are most at risk of severe illness or death, it is the unvaccinated people. The ones who have made that choice. Over the years, freedom of choice over one's own body has been accepted by society and government. For example, medical professionals have advised against smoking, but it is not mandated by the government. Scientists and medical professionals have advised us of the risks of obesity and alcohol abuse, which are the cause of thousands of deaths every year. Yet, nothing is mandated by the government to prevent these deaths. Rather, citizens have been given the freedom of choice. They have made that choice, for better or worse, against the advice of the scientific and medical community. The right to exercise that freedom of choice means more to some than death itself. Sadly, there are still a number of people who don't realize that they are being controlled and manipulated. We should say no to the new normal. I admire those who do not capitulate. Instead, they continue to fight for freedom and a way back to normal life in a free country. As a loyal reader and proud supporter, I too believe that facts have a fighting chance against spin and disinformation, and that citizens should have a right to express their opinion. Sincerely, R. Rainville, Senior Citizen. North Bay.